Good morning, Casey. Happy Monday. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. Now, I know a lot of you are on spring break. Get out and enjoy it. We're going to be heading to Branson this week. Super excited about that.
For the all new Fire in the Hole.
And as we continue, Grace's birthday.
Oh my gosh, that kid. She has had like a 30-day celebration,
I swear. As she should.
She is living her best life. Yesterday, we had a sort of pre-Easter gathering with my side of the family.
Yeah.
And it just really felt like a continuation of her birthday. She has just been celebrating left and right.
I'm super excited because she's going to Branson with us.
I'm excited too. I'm wondering how the car ride is going to go because we're potty trained now.
Yeah.
So if she's just bored, is she going to be like, I have to pee?
Probably.
That's how she says it. She has a little bit of an accent. I don't know why when she says it, but mommy, I have to pee.
Just to stop the car.
Is that going
to
happen?
Get out of the seat.
I don't know.
Yeah. Of course it's going to
happen. I don't want to put that on her, but it's very possible.
The best is when little kids go in the bathroom and just sit there for about 20 minutes and they want to talk and they want to play and they want to sing and they just do everything except actually use the bathroom.
Well, I'm super excited. We're all going to be on the road. By the way, I'm looking at you in the camera. Your hair looks really good, Tara.
Thanks, Rocket. I've had a real root situation for the first half of this year. I was trying to be financially responsible. I went from December 19th to this past Friday, which is the longest I've ever gone without getting my hair fixed. And you know what? It was time.
Rocket, wait a minute.
You just had a celebration on the camera, you guys.
I was celebrating your haircut and your daughter's birthday.
Good.
Okay, that's not fair.
Try it
so
again,
you
Teresa.
Need to explain what's happening. So you were playing around with this on our camera earlier, and you do weird little things with your fingers.
Yes, our cameras are linked up to Zoom. That's how we do our social media videos that you see every day. And when I put my fingers up, either balloons or confetti start to come down. But
okay.
When Teresa does it, nothing.
Nothing!
Get it, Teresa. You can do it.
No? Okay, what are you doing exactly? So
Wait.
You're putting your hands up. You did like kind of like a peace sign, like...
Rocket's
okay.
All over it.
Rocket got confetti on his camera again. Tara's done it three
Wait,
times.
Let me try to move my microphone again. Hold on.
Nothing has happened to me. Nothing. I'm moving my microphone.
We will post this video. We promise.
No celebration. There's confetti. Okay. Why am I not getting confetti?
You can do this.
No.
Zoom is Teresa-ing
no.
you. Yes.
All right. You know what? This is stupid. And
over
I hate
it.
I quit Zoom. I don't
you know
support
what?
You
quit
anymore.
Zoom. I'm done with Zoom.
From all right. The rest of them, like her camera's turned off and she's a black screen. Teresa.
Look at her face. She's really disappointed.
She just wants some confetti. She doesn't ask for much.
Right.
I'm tired of always being left out. This is just like not having anybody to sit with at lunchtime when I was in high school.
Too soon.
Everybody gets confetti but me.
Too soon.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll find some confetti for you as we find out what's happening in tabloid. What a busy weekend, by the way.
Yeah, good luck with your tabloid report when I walk out of the room and I'm not here.
She went to go buy some confetti.
Seriously, I quit. I'm not doing it.
So you're on spring break and you love to go see concerts. Man, we have a hot ticket that we're giving away today.
Yes, I've seen billboards all along I-35.
Oh, yeah.
The man that dated Kendall Jenner, which I think is on his resume, is going to be in town tomorrow. Bad Bunny at the T-Mobile Center. And so we are doing this all day today during the hours of 7, 8, 3, and 4. We're going to play a game called Bad Bunny or Just a Bad Lyric. I'll read you a lyric. You have to tell me if it's a Bad Bunny song or just some bad lyric that we made up here at the radio station.
Fun.
If you get it right, you'll win a pair of tickets to see him tomorrow at T-Mobile.
Coming up next hour.
All right, so we've got Tabloid Trash coming up. Princess Kate broke her silence. Very big news about her health. And then also why Katy Perry says she can never listen to her own song ever again. Are we going to do it now?
Yes.
Okay, just kidding. We're going to do it now.
Right this minute.
So Princess Kate, over the weekend, she broke her silence and she admitted that when she went in for abdominal surgery that they removed something and they thought that they got rid of any sign of cancer or that it wasn't cancer. And then they found out that it actually was. So she's doing preventative chemotherapy. Everybody who was making fun of them and having all these rumors, I hope that you all feel really, really bad. And then she said that she just needs some privacy for her family.
William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. It has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support, and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment. I must focus on making a full recovery. At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
I could listen to her talk forever.
Yeah, she has a very soothing voice, and I'm so sad that that's her news.
So she will not be expected to be out in the public at all, even though this is Easter weekend. And, of course, between that and what's going on with King Charles, I mean, their family is definitely going through a lot right now. In case you missed it, this came down really late on Friday. Big story over the weekend that Kevin Bacon is finally going to attend the prom at the Utah High School where Footloose was filmed. They've been trying forever to get him. They've been doing all sorts of videos and recreations and things. And he surprised them on Friday and announced that he is coming to their prom. It's the 40th anniversary of the film. Cameron Diaz, Benji Madden, they welcomed their second child, made that announcement over the weekend. Kelly Clarkson, she did, you know, she does her Kelly-oke every day on the Kelly Clarkson Show. And she did a cover of Katy Perry's Wide Awake, except she really made it her own. She slowed it down, did piano instrumental.
Falling from cloud nine, crashing from the high, I'm letting go tonight. I'm falling from cloud nine, thunder rumbling, castles crumbling, I am trying to hold on, God knows that I tried, seeing the bright side, I'm not blind anymore.
Wow, isn't that gorgeous?
I think it's really good. But that's my favorite Katy Perry song, and Katy Perry nails it.
Well, actually, Katy Perry commented and said, well, I guess I will never be performing that song ever again.
That's honestly the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
Kelly Clarkson.
I
loved it.
I feel so happy right now.
She's just, everything she does, it's like she's got this magic mind when it comes to music.
Yeah,
I saw a TikTok video over the weekend where it started off sounded like he was bashing Kelly Clarkson, basically saying that they need to make some kind of a rule where she's not allowed to sing other people's music. And then he was like, she's shaming all you guys.
Everybody sucks.
All right, so lots of like sequel and news for you, things that are coming up. Happy Gilmore 2 is in the works. Christopher McDonald, who played Shooter McGavin, says that Adam Sandler recently showed him the first draft of the script. Disney has given Wizards of Waverly Place a formal series order for the follow-up show, which has the working title Wizards, and on-screen siblings David Henry and Selena Gomez will executive produce and reprise their characters.
That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. We knew that it was probably going to happen, but this makes it official. And production will start in Los Angeles next month. Wizards will premiere later this year on Disney Channel and Disney Plus. And Ghostbusters Frozen Empire won the box office with a $45 million opening. I went to go see it. I loved it. In fact, I think this might be my favorite one out of all the Ghostbuster movies.
That's good to hear.
Yep. That's your Tailway Trash brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 5 locations. LeanKitchenKC.bottle.com.
All right. Did the wind keep you guys up last night? It was so bad. It's going to get windy again today. High maybe 65, then it's going to drop to the 40s. Trending is coming up next.
We got to talk about the weird storm that's happening today in space.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Elton John. Sir Elton John, his birthday is today. 77. Do you realize he's one of the only artists to have a hit every decade since the 60s?
No.
That's incredible.
Think about that.
I mean, that is just impressive.
I feel someday we'll be saying things like that about Taylor Swift.
Oh, without a doubt.
You know, she's the only artist to have a hit every day, forever.
Every day. That makes sense.
All right, we know a lot of you are on spring break, and when you're on spring break, you actually do fun things. We have the hottest ticket in town, concert ticket.
Yeah, Bad Bunny is coming to T-Mobile Center tomorrow, so coming up around 7:20, we're going to play Bad Bunny or Just a Bad Lyric. I'm going to read you a lyric. You have to say, is that Bad Bunny or is it just something bad that we made up here at the radio station? We're not very poetic.
We make up bad stuff all the time. All right. So probably the biggest story that came out over the weekend was Kate Middleton admitting that she has been diagnosed with cancer. The Princess of Wales actually made a video announcement.
I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery. It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
It was so strange that it was like when Princess Diana was around, how the whole world stopped to report on the story.
I saw so many videos on social media right after that, shaming all the people that were coming up with all those outrageous rumors,
all the tabloids
about affairs, yeah, and just anything possible that could, you know, be scandalous.
She is, by the way, striking, and I love the fact that they showed pictures of her when they, you know, when she was younger and going mm-hmm. through college. But the dresses and the way that she dressed, she's royalty. It's amazing.
I thought that was a very classy way to handle it.
Yes.
And I'm glad that she went on to ask for privacy and basically say, all right, you wanted it. Now we gave you the info. Back off and leave me alone. Yeah. What is going on, you guys, with cruise ships? Have you been watching all the stories
yes.
over the weekend? So the worst one, officials say that two crew members on a Holland America cruise ship died on Friday after, and this is a quote, incident in an engineering space. No more details, and the cause of the incident is being investigated. And then the Carnival Freedom cruise ship experienced its second fire in less than 2 years. That's the one you probably saw all the videos of over the weekend, where the flames are just shooting out of the big ship's exhaust funnel. Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes me not want to get on a cruise ship.
I'm sorry. First of all, I just do not have the desire to go on a cruise ship. I just don't.
That's one of those things where I wish I had the desire to get on a cruise ship.
Because
it does look fun, but I think that my anxiety would be too high.
You're just like me. We're very high anxiety people.
Don't put that on me.
No. But when you're out there and you realize, oh my gosh, I am in the middle of the ocean.
I just feel like there's too many things that happen too
yes.
often. And I'm currently watching the new season of 911 on ABC, and that's exactly what it's about. They were on a hijacked cruise ship, and now there's a tidal wave, and it's just like the Poseidon Adventure. It's horrible.
Let me ask you a question. You know that they're making the new Titanic ship, right?
Mm-hmm.
For cruising. Would you get on the second Titanic?
No.
No. So I'm with you, Tara.
Probably not.
How many times did you see that movie?
5,000. I saw it at least 11 times in the theater. Space weather forecasters have issued a geomagnetic storm watch through today, saying an outburst of plasma from a solar flare could interfere with radio transmissions on Earth. Mainly, they said it would be like long range, like tower airplanes talking to towers and things like that, but they mm-hmm. have other ways, like satellite is backup, so they'll be okay.
So what I'm thinking is, if we say anything funny or make any mistakes today, that's from the plasma storm in
yeah.
space.
It's not us. Yep. KU women's basketball, they are going to take on USC in the NCAA second round tonight at 7, fighting for a spot in the Sweet 16. Unfortunately, the KU men's basketball team and K-State women's team were both eliminated in round 2 over the weekend. And a weird billboard went up last week in Kentucky near Cincinnati. It's a random guy who was eating mac and cheese, and the billboard says this man consumes over 20 gallons of liquid cheese in a year.
20 gallons?
So people thought it must be like a viral marketing stunt by Kraft, right? No, it turns out it's a very elaborate ongoing prank war between two coworkers. So the man on the sign, his name is Jake, and he works with another man named Jonathan, who recently snapped this photo of him eating mac and cheese at work. So Jake shows up to work last week and finds that all of his coworkers are wearing t-shirts with that same picture on it. He didn't even know about the billboard until later that night when his sister called him. He said, I do eat a lot of cheese, but I'm not sure if it's 20 gallons a year. I never knew that I needed to do the math on it. Jonathan spent a lot of money on this too. He rented that billboard for a full month, and that's at least $1,200.
Oh my gosh.
For a joke?
All for a prank. But it's made national news, so I guess that's the ultimate prank. You yeah. win. That's what's trending on Mix.
Coming up next, you can win a pair of tickets to the 4th annual Tacos and Tequila Festival with trivia.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Tricia show. Not going to be too warm today. Kind of cool. But man, last night, that wind kept me up all night long.
I thought it was kind of cozy. I always think that with weather stuff, though.
Yeah.
You guys will come in and talk about hail damage, and I kind of go into a weather bubble of, oh my gosh, nature's sound machine. And I'm just like a little delusional about what's actually happening.
Speaking it doesn't matter if it's ruining my roof and now I have leaks everywhere. It just puts me to sleep.
It's just so fun.
Have you seen in your neighborhood a lot of roofs being repaired?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Same. I'm like, oh my gosh, what a big business. All right, we have something really cool to give away. As we continue to buy your love, coming up right after Tate McRae.
Yeah, a pair of tickets to the 4th annual Tacos and Tequila Festival. It's coming up June 1st.
Tate McRae, Greedy, good morning. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. You know, I remember when this festival came to Kansas City a few years ago, and now it's one of the biggest ever for summertime, and I'm super excited because it's more than just a concert. It is an entire festival.
Yeah, it's so cool. I feel like for so long we didn't have anything like this in Kansas City, and now Tacos and Tequila Festival is back June 1st at Legends Field. We want to give you a pair of tickets, and every winner is going to be a finalist to win VIP tickets. This year, there's going to be T-Pain, Ashanti, Chamillionaire, David Banner, Trick Daddy, Young Jock, Bubba Sparks, DJ Ashton Martin, so much. Plus, of course, there's lots of events like taco chefs, craft margaritas, exotic cars.
Chihuahua.
I was going to say Teresa's favorite, the Chihuahua beauty pageant. So much fun stuff going on. And to win those tickets, all you have to do is answer a trivia question, but we've decided to mix it up a little bit.
Let me hear it.
Yeah.
We're mixing it up.
I love it.
So if the caller gets the question wrong, we go to the next one with a new question. We are going to find a way to defeat those Googlers out there.
It was really bothering you, wasn't it?
It was driving me nuts. So now... It's on, Kansas City, 816-476-7093, okay?
All right.
You try to Google, you can't, okay?
Here we go. First caller?
Yes.
Here we go. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Amanda.
Amanda, are you ready?
I am.
Here we go.
Over 10% of people have this but won't share it. What is it?
Need an answer.
A boyfriend?
Nope, not a boyfriend. Good guess, though.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Melanie.
Melanie, are you ready?
I hope so.
You get a different question.
Which fast food chain was the first to introduce the drive-through window?
McDonald's?
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Daniela.
Daniela, here we go.
What number did Wayne Gretzky wear in the NHL?
Need an answer. What?
Three?
Nope.
I love this, Tara.
I think I should start saying the answers, though, so you're not unsatisfied.
Well, eventually, yeah, when it's done, you have to give us the answer or I'm going to die.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Chelsea.
Chelsea, here we go.
What actor played James Bond in Skyfall?
I know. Daniel Craig.
There you go, Chelsea.
Okay, give us all the other answers now, please.
Okay, real quick. 10% of people have this but won't share it. It's their chili recipe.
Oh.
The first fast food chain to introduce the drive-thru window was Jack in the Box. Wayne Gretzky wore number 99. And of course, she got it correct. Daniel Craig played James Bond in Skyfall. So you get a pair of tickets to the Tacos and Tequila Festival.
Awesome. I've been wanting to go.
You know what? We have had so many friends that go that even travel to Mexico, and they go out there every year.
Mr. Luna.
That's
an annual tradition for him.
They absolutely love it. Well, listen, congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to come back and get all your info, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. As we continue to celebrate spring break, man, we have another hot concert that's tomorrow, right?
Yes, right here in Kansas City. Bad Bunny is coming to T-Mobile Center. Your chance to win next.
These beautiful things that I've got.
Benson Boone.
Is it Bad Bunny or just a bad lyric on Mix 93.3?
I think it's going to be a bad lyric. We're brainstorming this, and who knows? Maybe we could be rappers.
What if it's actually Bad Bunny, but it's considered a bad lyric?
If you want to play, call right now, 816-476-7093. Now, this is a very, very hard ticket to get.
Yeah, it's so exciting. We'll give you a pair of tickets to see Bad Bunny tomorrow night at the T-Mobile Center. But you have to guess correctly. Is it Bad Bunny or just a bad lyric? Call 816-476-7093.
We're doing this several times today, correct?
Yep, in the hours of 7, 8, 3, and 4.
All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Lost you going once. Sorry you're gone. Good morning, Mix. Are you there?
Yes.
Hey, please turn your radio down. Here we go.
All right, tell me, is this Bad Bunny or just a bad lyric? Too many women knocking on my door asking to be more.
A bad lyric.
That is correct. That happened so quickly for me.
It's like, wait a minute.
You nailed it. You get a pair of tickets to see Bad Bunny tomorrow night. That's Tuesday at the T-Mobile Center.
Yay.
Yeah, congratulations. A hard ticket to get. Enjoy the show. Any idea who's going to go with you?
No, not yet.
Not yet. But you tell them you have a pair of tickets to see Bad Bunny, you'll find somebody to go. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and get all your info, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Once again, like Tara said, we do this more than just once today.
Yep. So if you missed out during the 7 o'clock hour right now, you'll get more chances at 8, 3, and 4.
All right, coming up in Trending Topics, what Princess Kate says in her own words about her cancer diagnosis. And also, there's going to be a big storm in space today.
Feather, Sabrina Carpenter. I don't know what it is. That song puts me in a good mood.
You know what my favorite part of that song is?
What?
The fact that Sabrina Carpenter was able to work the lyric, no duh, in there, and it sounds beautiful and classy.
Every time I think about her, I think about her being on stage in front of some of the biggest crowds she's ever performed with being on tour with Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we head into Easter weekend, my crazy brain is wondering, are the two families going to get together for Easter?
Oh, the Kelsey's
the Kelsey
and the
family?
Swift?
Oh, yes. I see. So like your brain went on a train and now we're on to Taylor and Travis.
Yes. It's like, surely they're going to spend Easter. This is probably their first big, been dating a while holiday,
right?
I don't
know. Travis and Taylor were photographed having dinner together or lunch or some kind of a meal together at a restaurant in Hollywood.
Where they were holding hands?
They were just, actually, it kind of looked like Taylor was yelling at him, but she wasn't. I think they just caught her mid-sentence.
Gotcha. I love them.
I do too.
I just love them, Rocket.
They really have become our royal couple.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And I think that if anything were to happen to their relationship, I would need to take some days off. I would need to mourn for a little while.
So it better not happen.
I know. Yeah.
Speaking of the royal couple, of course, the big news came down on Friday. Kate Middleton has been diagnosed. She's been diagnosed with cancer, and she actually made a video announcement and asked for some privacy.
William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. It has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support, and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment. I must focus on making a full recovery. At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
What a classy lady.
She's very classy, and I think that was very appropriate. It's kind of like, look, you've been bugging us, you've been making up rumors, so here's what it is. Now leave us alone.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not expected, even though this is Easter weekend, you're not expected to see her out and about. Like, I think they would normally go to church and everybody would see them. And they said you probably won't see her this weekend.
It was so, was it Friday when it came down?
Yeah.
Because it was everywhere you turned, people were breaking news for the story.
Oh, they were talking about how people were watching the NCAA tournament and they stopped watching it in all the bars to watch the announcement from Kate Middleton. Yeah. In other news trending, space weather forecasters have issued a geomagnetic storm watch through today. There's going to be an outburst of plasma from a solar flare that could interfere with radio transmissions on Earth. They said that's more likely planes talking to towers, but they have satellite as backup, so it's okay. Tara, what was your little disclaimer about our show earlier?
Well, since it's interfering with radio, I thought if you hear us say anything crazy or we get mixed up, maybe stumble our words, say something wrong, it's just the interference from the space storm.
Solar flare.
It's not us.
What about all the other days we make mistakes?
Oh, no excuses.
That's also the storm.
Going back to, we mentioned the NCAA tournament. So the KU women's basketball team, they will take on USC at 7 p.m. tonight as they fight for a spot in the Sweet 16. Unfortunately, the KU men's basketball team and the K-State women's team were both eliminated in round two. Kim Kardashian and NFL star Odell Beckham Jr. have reportedly broken up. I could care less.
I didn't even know they were dating, honestly.
I hate talking about anything Kardashian, especially that Timothy Chalamet. When are you going to dump that little Kylie Jenner? She's not good enough for you.
That's officially Teresa's ick, is the Kardashian.
Oh, she hates it.
Yes. And Rebel Wilson has revealed that Sacha Baron Cohen is the Hollywood star who has been sending her threats to stop her from publishing a book about her life. It's called Rebel Rising. And on social media, the Australian actress had previously referred to a massive beehole whom she had once worked with.
Tara's favorite words.
Yes.
She said it differently. And also the way she said it, it started with an A. But she said she had once worked with, adding that the unidentified star had hired a crisis PR team and had started sending her threats after she claimed she would dedicate a whole chapter to him in her book and expose his behavior. Now, they worked together on a movie back in 2016, and she talks about how he had kept wanting her to get naked because it was funny, and she didn't want to do it. And he would just, like, he came up with all these really weird ideas about things that he wanted her to do to his butt. And she was like, I'm not going to do that.
Jeez. Jeez.
Yeah, so in a new Instagram update that came out yesterday, Rebel said, I will not be bullied or silenced with high-priced lawyer or PR crisis managers. That b-hole that I am talking about in one chapter of my book is Sacha Baron Cohen. So that was the first time that she named him yesterday.
Wow. That's a lot.
Does it make you want to read it?
That is a lot.
Honestly, kind of.
Yeah.
I love a good celebrity
feud?
Memoir.
Something like that.
That's what's trending on Mix.
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I got excited. Coming up next, you can win a pair of tickets to see Bad Bunny at the T-Mobile Center with Bad Bunny or just a bad lyric.
So Taylor Swift and Travis were spotted out again?
Yep, they were spotted over the weekend having a little lunch date in Malibu.
I'm still curious, what are they going to do for the Easter weekend? Surely they're going to get the families together.
I don't know. I can't decide.
Knowing Travis, they're going to have an adult Easter egg hunt where you hide those little tiny airport bottles of booze in an egg. And you go search for it in the bushes.
Poor fella has one too many.
Okay, never mind.
Leave it.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it Bad Bunny or just a bad lyric on Mix 93.3?
All right, just like it sounds, I'm going to read you a lyric. You tell me, is it Bad Bunny or is it just a bad lyric? If you can get it correct, you'll win a pair of tickets to see Bad Bunny tomorrow night at the T-Mobile Center. Call now to play 816-476-7093.
This is a very hot ticket. Were you disappointed that the winner last hour?
I'll be honest, she got it real fast, and I think it's a lot more fun to make these games last a little longer.
So in other words, Tara likes it when you lose.
I mean, just maybe a few of you, you know? Just make it a little more exciting.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Carissa.
Are you ready, Carissa?
I'm guessing, yeah.
All right, I'm going to read you a lyric. You tell me, is this Bad Bunny or a bad lyric? Believe me, the F1 cars are faster in person.
Bad lyric.
No! Oh! Incorrect. That's a real lyric.
Bye.
Does that make you happy, Tara?
Yes, thank you. Now, whoever gets a ride after this is fine.
All right. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Arla.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Giving bands to my family and fans.
Yes, that's the lyric.
Incorrect. Yeah! Not a lyric.
Swing and a miss.
You wished all this misery on our poor listeners.
I'm sorry.
Good morning, Mix.
Hi.
What's your name?
Brian.
All right, Brian, here we go.
All right, is this Bad Bunny or bad lyric? They are no longer a rapper. Now they are a podcaster.
Oh, that's a lyric.
Ah, you got it. I tried to read it real monotone, and yeah, you still nailed it.
He's like, oh, that's a lyric.
Yes, let's good go. Job. You get a pair of tickets to see Bad Bunny tomorrow night at the T-Mobile Center.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You bet, man. Enjoy the show. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back and get all the info. So I'm kind of concerned about Rockin' Teresa Theater, which we're about to play, for a pair of concert tickets, right?
Yeah, we've got a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown at the T-Mobile Center. That's coming up April 11th. It's his In the Air tour. He's got special guests, too, Tyler Hubbard and Parma Lee. So basically, Rocket, I've laid out this Rockin' Teresa Theater for you, myself, and Teresa. It's a three-person scene.
Yeah.
But you've never seen the
movie. Never seen the movie.
Teresa's never watched it in its entirety.
No. Nope.
So this could go a number of different ways. Let's try it out.
So do you want to play? Call right now, 816-476-7093. Do you want me to play it now, or do you want me to play it as soon as we get somebody on the phone?
Let's just do it, man.
Let's just do it? Okay.
Yeah, hit the lights.
Here we go. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to beat your ass on the course.
Yeah, right. And Grizzly Adams had a beard.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard. That was amazing.
Is
sure that's really a movie, or did you just make stuff up for us to read?
It probably is something she found in a kid's book or something.
Wait, this just in. Is April 1st a Monday? I'm going to trick you guys so hard.
Good morning, Mix. What's the movie?
Oh, they panicked.
Good morning, Mix. What's the movie?
It's Happy Gilmore.
Yes. Great job. What's your name?
Courtney.
Okay. Well, Teresa just had a story this morning that the sequel of Happy Gilmore is in the works. How do you feel about that?
Super excited. I love that movie. I knew it right off the bat.
It'll be a Netflix exclusive.
So we don't ever know with Tara because she watches the most obscure movies ever.
No, I get that that's a big movie. I've just never watched it all the way through.
Even if it's a popular movie, I remember obscure lines
you
from
really
it
do.
That aren't the most popular, the most quotable. But anyway, because you got that right, you get a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown at T-Mobile Center April 11th.
Oh my gosh, thank you guys.
You're welcome.
You sound very excited. I take it you're a big Kane Brown fan, huh?
Yeah, and so's my friend.
Who's going to go with you? What's your friend's name?
Her name's Kendra.
Well, you guys have a wonderful time. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to come back and get all your info, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for listening. All right, let's take a break, and when we come back...
We'll have an update on your tabloid trash. The artist who sang one of Katy Perry's songs so well that Katy says she'll never perform it again.
Good morning, KC. Now, you're about to play a clip of one of your favorite artists, and when Tara hears this clip of her singing somebody else's song, Tara melts.
It's absolutely beautiful. So if you've never watched the Kelly Clarkson show, she does Kelly Oki every day where she covers another artist's music. And she did a really beautiful slowed down version of Katy Perry's Wide Awake.
Falling from cloud nine, crashing.
Now I get when other artists say, I'm never going to do that again. You know why? She sings better live than they do.
Exactly. Katy Perry saw that because the show posts her videos every day. And she said, yep, can't ever sing that song again. You know what I would love? Because obviously Kelly can't do those and you know she doesn't have the rights to them. But it would be really cool if the artist would agree to maybe make like a compilation of Kelly Oki songs.
Yeah.
And maybe 100% of it goes to charity or something.
I just wonder.
Because I love the way she covers other people's music.
I do
music.
Too. I just wonder. How often does she study to do a song if she does it every day? Or is she just that musically talented where she can get up to a piano, play it, and just knock it out of the park?
Well, I guarantee you they practice in the morning
before
she does the show. But I wouldn't be surprised if she, like in the morning, they're like, all right, let's do this one. They probably plan it out for the week. But I think she's talented enough that they could get up in the morning and she practices it. She does it a few times and then that's it. You can tell sometimes she's reading a teleprompter. She doesn't memorize the words.
Right.
But she just is so gifted. Yeah, she can pretty much make any song her own and do a great job.
True talent.
Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian and NFL star Odell Beckham Jr. have reportedly broken up. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were spotted enjoying lunch together out on the town in Malibu over the weekend. Cameron Diaz, Benji Madden, they have welcomed their second child. And we have a little bit of a scandal today. Rebel Wilson is claiming that Sacha Baron Cohen has been sending her threats and trying to stop her from publishing her memoir called Rebel Rising.
Juicy gossip.
They started a movie together back in 2016, and I guess she said that she was going to do a chapter about it because he kind of harassed her, not in a mean way, but he wanted her to do he wanted her to get naked, but not it wasn't a sex scene. He thought it would be funny, but he kept like over and over, and she just tells a story about all the things he kept wanting her to do because he's always about the joke, and he kept wanting her to do weird things to his butt. I won't go into detail.
Okay.
But yesterday on Instagram, Rebel wrote, I will not be bullied or silenced with high-priced lawyer or PR crisis managers. The b-hole that I am talking about in one chapter of my book is Sacha Baron Cohen. Up until now,
her.
She wouldn't say who it was. And then yesterday, she named him. Were you a fan of Wizards of Waverly Place, Tara?
No, I think I'm too old for that one.
You're too old for that one?
I am.
You like?
I did watch it. I did. It's like... I was like, why not? It was a good show.
Why are we not surprised? Anything? Kids shows, Lunchables, chicken nuggets.
Yes. Need your gun?
Well, Disney has given Wizards of Waverly Place a formal series order for the follow-up. We knew this was probably going to happen, but it's official. The working title is Wizards. And, of course, David Henry, Selena Gomez, they are coming back. They will play siblings again on screen. They're both executive producers. And it will come out on the Disney Channel and Disney Plus sometime this year. They're going to start shooting it next month. That's your tabloid trash brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
So, Kansas City, I had the weirdest conversation with Tara this morning that I was not expecting. We started talking, how was your weekend, this and the other, and she goes, hey, Rocket. I go, what? She goes, I watched Roadhouse this weekend. The new one.
What'd you think?
I thought it was a fun, maybe one-time watch, but I did enjoy it. It's not one I'm going to go back to and like have on in the background while I'm cleaning the house. But
well, yeah, because you got to be looking at Jake Gyllenhaal or it's pointless.
But I did think it was fun. I have nothing to compare it to because I did not see the first Roadhouse. I will say, though, I felt a lot of secondhand pain in some of those scenes. Like, I would clench up and just like, oh, that would hurt.
I thought I had some funny moments.
Some.
Yes.
I didn't finish it because about halfway through I realized, hey, this is probably a good one to watch with my dad, and he's coming up this weekend, so I'm going to wait.
Has your dad seen the original?
Probably, I'm sure.
So that's the thing. All my friends who saw the original are like, oh.
They don't care for the remake.
That's the good thing about having a dad who's about to be 80 this year. He probably doesn't remember the original.
Perfect.
He could have seen it 10 times. And he, you know, we actually had a marathon at Christmas, and we watched all the Fast and Furious movies. Uh-huh. And then he even sent me a text about a week or so ago, and he was like, "This, did we watch this one? Because it's on, and I don't remember it."
That would be hard to remember, honestly.
It's fun. It's exciting.
In his defense, that's a lot of movies.
Yes. Every time we watch it, it's like a new one.
Did your husband like it?
I think he had the same opinion as me, a fun one-time watch. I don't think he's as sensitive to the violence because he's a psychopath, but I would just go, like just a couple of the times I would hurt for them.
It was just so weird how he kept going. Let me ask you a question. Is that Jake Gyllenhaal's real body?
Yes.
He
worked out hard for it. He trained hard, yeah.
I also noticed that Conor McGregor looked a little roided out in that.
Yeah, he looked bigger.
Yeah, when he's in fighting shape, I feel like he's more of slim muscles.
Yeah.
And this was like bulky muscles, like I'm on the steroids for the off season.
Yeah, you know? I wasn't really sure about that, and that's why I rewound that scene of his butt multiple times.
You were just curious.
Like, wait, is that the size it always is, or is it bigger than normal?
Yeah, and then you like took pictures.
I took one for the team. I'm like, wait, I need to see it again.
Yeah, I get that.
I think a lot of younger guys though will be definitely watching that
his
movie.
Butt?
Well, who knows?
Why not?
All right, we started something today. Today only, guys, as we celebrate spring break with you, we have a pair of concert tickets to one of the hottest tickets in town.
Yeah, Bad Bunny is coming to the T-Mobile Center tomorrow night. We gave away two pairs of tickets this morning, and you have more chances coming up at 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock with Davo.
So basketball is still around, I hear, huh?
It is for some people. So congrats to the KU women's basketball team. They are taking on USC in the NCAA tournament tonight. So that will determine if they make it on to the next round. This is only it's the end of round two. That's at 7 o'clock. KU men and K-State women, they're out. They played over the weekend, and they did not make it past round two.
All right. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about going on the road, and I'm pretty excited about Branson. And I think tomorrow we need to ask Tara, because I think this is her first big road trip with a three-year-old toddler, right?
Definitely with a three-year-old. The last one we took, she was maybe one and a half when we took a significant road trip.
Yeah.
So this should be interesting.
Didn't you also, when she was really little, wouldn't you ride in the back seat with her sometimes?
Yeah. And I'm so pregnant, I can't fit back there.
I was
going
to say the other day, Rocket's like, Tara, you're going to ride the back seat? And Tara was like, no, I can't fit back there.
There's no chance.
All right, so we'll be talking about that road trip and how you can join us down in Branson, or at least for a staycation for you and your family. Steve is coming up next, but before we leave, we always do this.
We like to take a second look. Were you a fan of Wizards of Waverly Place, Tara?
No, I think I'm too old for that one.
You're too old for that one?
I am.
You like?
I did watch it. I did. It's like, I was like, why not? It was a good show.
Why are we not surprised? Anything? Kids shows, Lunchables, chicken nuggets.
Yes. Need your gun?
Sometimes I wish I just knew how to keep my mouth shut.
Don't you also watch Bluey?
Yes, I do all the time.
There's no kid in your house?
No. You know, when Grace, Tara's daughter, started watching it, I started watching it.
Well, you told me that you like to watch it in the afternoon right after you have a gummy.
A Bluey gummy.
Makes you feel like
you
a kid
I'm
again,
joking.
Right?
Like that dog is talking, man.
On that note, we're getting out of here until tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
And this is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.